The Jeremy Callahan Show.
Golf, 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 golf. More, more. Learning how to chip, learning how to hit the drive, learning how to putt. Oh, I want more.
Welcome to the This Week in Golf podcast, Masters Preview Show. I am holding it right here. In my hand is the 2024 Masters Tournament winner. Odds. Who could possibly win this thing? My. Well, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite. Rory is second. Rory Brooks, John Rahm, kind of group there. Bet 100, win 12. I don't really bet, so what difference does it make? But, you know, here's this list of 89 people who could possibly win the Masters this year. Of that, probably not that many, right? Probably about 10 to 15 guys who could win it. Probably someone who's been in it before in the past. Maybe has not been able to come through, like a Xander Schauffele, Jason Day. Someone like that, right? Or maybe a Will Zalatoris. He's played well there. Or perhaps one of the past champions, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler. I, for one, don't like Rahm to play, not to win this year, because I think it's pretty hard for a past champion the previous year to win, only because, you know, you got to plan the dinner, there's extra media involved, you're the champ, so it's a little harder to stay focused. But Rahm is a great player, and this week, this is kind of the Masters and what's happening with it. And then, so really anybody's game, and excited to see it. What I love most about the Masters is it always comes down to the final nine holes on Sunday afternoon. And those last, that back nine, particularly the last five holes, are really set up to score. If you can, you know, 15, a par five you can reach in two. Even if you reach it in three, you can have a good birdie putt to make. 16, hit it on the green, make a putt. 17, how many people over the years have we seen birdie 17 on the way to winning? And then, of course, 18 as well. And I will give you the perfect example of that. It just happened this past weekend with the women's amateur at Augusta. I forget what the exact same name is, but they had the women's amateur there last Saturday. And I covered it last week, and so it was exciting, particularly down the stretch. It came down to two girls, and the first was Bailey Schumacher. And she shot 66 bogey-free on the final round at Augusta. And she had, at one point, I think a three-stroke lead. So she didn't win, though, unfortunately, for her. Lottie Woad won. And pretty impressive, because Lottie, on 13... which is, you know, a par, probably a birdie hole, but at least a par. She bogeys that hole, and she goes down, I think she's down two at that point. She's either down two or three at that point. And Bailey Schumacher is already in the clubhouse with 66 at 8 under par. And so it's not looking good. Lottie goes on to basically, not basically, she did. She birdied three of the last four holes. She birdied 15 and then 17 and then 18 for the win. Whereas it looked like, you know, she wasn't even going to win the tournament. She was going to lose the tournament to maybe tie the tournament. And then on 18 to give herself a putt, a little downhill putt that she nailed and made it for a birdie and wins the title with, she ends up shooting 69 on the day. So, you know, what a great way to finish a tournament. And that's a lot of the times how the Masters finishes. Someone birdies 17, someone birdies 18, gives himself a putt on 18, makes a putt on 18. So that's what's going on with, or that's what went on last weekend. And really some other great stuff has been happening last week, and it was really exciting time for golf. I know that last week's podcast I was talking about how, you know, the state of golf is not great, how the fans are suffering because the fields aren't as good, and that LIV only plays every few weeks, so there's less golf, and then there's less talent in the field from that, or, you know, overall. And last week was not that at all. last weekend was a reminder of how great golf is and how great golf can be. You know, on the women's amateur, it comes down to two players, the final five or six holes. It's really exciting. On the LPGA Tour, Nelly Korda won again. She's now won four in a row. And then we had two great finishes in PGA and in LIV. In LIV, it went down, LIV Miami. It became a playoff between Sergio and Dean Burmeister. And Dean Burmeister won in the first round of the playoff hole, in the first playoff hole. And so he wins the title and $3 million in the champagne spray. And that's that with LIV. But it was a very exciting finish. And then on the PGA side, the Valero Texas Open, it comes down to Akshay Bhatia, who's the left-hander. He's really real young, real tall, real thin. And he's a great player. And it's really good for the PGA for him to come through and get the win. But it wasn't easy. He had to beat Denny McCarthy. And Denny McCarthy shot 28 on the back nine at the Valero Texas Open. He birdied 8 out of 9 holes. 8 out of 9 holes to get himself in a tie at 20 under with Akshay. And then they go into a playoff hole. Oh, here's a good one. Akshay is celebrating on the 18th hole. He makes a putt to get into the playoff. And he just basically puts his arm in the air like, you know, like a salute, like a fist in the air, and his shoulder popped out. He wasn't like pumping his shoulder or, you know, it was just literally puts his arm in the air and pops his shoulder out. And he says he's been having problems with that shoulder. And so in the playoff, it's a par five, they both lay up. So they both have about 120 yards in. Denny McCarthy hits it in the water, essentially loses the tournament. But before Akshay hits, he talks to his trainer and they get a timeout and he goes over behind the grandstand and they put the KT, that, you know, that tape they put on the athlete's arms and elbows and things. And they put that on him and then he comes back out, hits it on the green and two putts for the par and the victory. So overall, just a great weekend for golf. And then now we come into the Masters, 89 of the best in the world coming down. Excited to see that back nine on Sunday. A couple of other points I was going to talk about. I mentioned Nelly Korda earlier and women in general and how, especially if you're a man, you need to tone it down and swing more like the women on the LPGA Tour. Look what they're doing with, they're not muscling anything. They're not swinging harder. They're not trying to twist faster or anything like that. They're using pure mechanics and timing and tempo and rhythm, something I stress a lot with golf BPM, timing, tempo, and rhythm. And so you don't have to swing hard. Look at a guy like Ernie Els, Vijay Singh, Fred Couples, Harris English. They all swing smooth and easy, and they hit the ball a long way, and they make really good contact. And that's what really all the women do on the LPGA Tour. They're not muscling anything. They're doing it with the correct fundamentals. So take that to heart. Swing less hard. Final thought. Oh, Fred Ridley spoke today. For those who do not know, Fred Ridley is the chairman of the Masters. Always good to hear the chairman speak every year. And he spoke for about 30 minutes today on various subjects. And one note that I saw was he mentioned that the Masters, because he was talking about the ranking system and how there's not LIV players there and how can we get the LIV players in. And his response was, we're a major, but we're an invitational. So we can invite whoever we want. And he said, look at what we did with Joaquin Neiman, who plays on LIV. He said he won the Australian Open, so we gave him a special invite to come and play. So kind of some foreshadowing from Fred that, you know, regardless of how players are ranked with the One World Golf ranking system, they can always invite players back. And then finally, there was a reporter, well, it was kind of two reporters. It was a woman and then a follow-up by another fella about the about a women's Masters. And basically Fred danced around it a little bit. You know, he said, oh, the course is only open in this, in the winter, in the spring, and it closes and we don't have time to do it. And we would want the course to be in great condition and not have it in the winter time, like when they had the Masters there during the COVID year. And they felt that the scores were much lower that year because the course couldn't be firm and fast. And I mean, I guess what it comes down to is there's probably just no open weekends to have it, or weeks rather, because, you know, it's a week of setup. So probably the week after the Masters this week, they probably have like a member guest and, you know, celebrities there. They already have the amateur before it. They do the drive, chip and putt. So they don't have time. He gave a very long-winded answer that we don't have time to do it. And it would be great for the game, though. I will tell you that. It's great for the way they've done the drive, chip, and putt, to have the young kids go there and get to compete. And, you know, it brings great awareness to the game, not just at Augusta at that event, but they do drive, chip, and putts in every city in the United States and around the world to qualify for that. And so, and then there's this women's amateur that goes before it. Also getting more women involved in the game. So good for the game. So I just think the next natural step would be to have that women's Masters and then obviously keep the men's Masters as well and kind of tie that all together. And maybe we'll see that in the future. Having said all of that, I'm excited for the back nine on Sunday. Actually, I'm excited for the whole tournament. I'll watch the entire tournament. Love it because I love the course. And, you know all the holes, especially on the back nine, you know how it's going to come down. And again, it's the guy who's going to make the putts that's going to end up winning this thing. So I know there's a lot of talk about, oh my God, they hit the ball so far. But whoever makes the putts and gets up and down and really doesn't get penalty strokes is going to win this thing. So go online, get yourself a list of players, odds, and who you think can win this thing. And that is This Week in Golf.
Hey, it's Jeremy Callahan, and thanks for listening to This Week in Golf. Make sure and hit subscribe so you can get all the latest news and analysis from Golf BPM.